Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Think Orange podcast.
A podcast with ideas and conversations to help you influence the next generation.
Here are your hosts, Dave Adamson and Ashley Bohens.
What's up, everyone? My name is Dave. I want to welcome you to the Think Orange podcast, coming to you live from the Orange Bunker. I am joined by my partner in rhyme, Ashley. How are you?
I am so great. What's up, everyone?
It's great to have you here. Are you doing well today?
I'm doing great.
That is so good. Well, this is officially episode one. Can you believe that?
Number one.
There it is. She's singing already. I absolutely love it. If you missed out on episode zero, you need to go back and check that out, because she did some singing then as well. But we do really want to orient you. I'm not going to lie to you. Our producer told us we needed to have some interviews every single time, but we're going a bit rogue, right?
We sure are.
Because we really feel like everybody who's listening to this podcast, we want to just orient them around what it means to think orange. They're listening to this Think Orange podcast, but they might not actually understand what it means.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that today.
Let's do it.
I think I might be the only one going rogue. I'm not sure if you're coming with me.
I will follow you.
Look, here's the deal. This podcast is really all about helping you reach the next generation. And each week we want to bring you some incredible ideas, some incredible speakers who have so much experience in this specific field of student ministry and family ministry. And normally we are going to bring you the very best of the best. And today is no exception, but it's just going to be a little bit different, because we want you to understand what it means to think orange. Because Ashley, we both agree, if you think orange, you will reach the next generation in a more effective way.
Correct.
So Ash, can you explain a little bit about what orange is? Pretend that I don't know. Tell me a little bit about what orange is.
So we call it orange because we take the heart of the family, which is represented by the color red, and the light of the church, which is represented by the color yellow. And when you combine red and yellow, it makes orange. Yeah. And we say here that two combined influences makes a greater impact than two influences.
I absolutely love that. And I guarantee you that people listening to this podcast right now are leaning in a little bit further, because I love how you explained that. But hey, we're not the best people to explain this, are we?
No, we are not. But we know someone who is.
We sure do. His name is Reggie Joyner, and we're going to throw it over to him right now to unpack what orange really is all about and why it is so crucial in helping change the way that you reach the next generation.
So if you're here and you're listening to this, it's probably because you love kids and teenagers. Maybe you believe in the power and the potential of the next generation. And maybe you have no idea, when we talk about orange, what that means. But what I'd like to say for just a few minutes are some things that I think would be important for us to keep everything in context. Here's something to remember. 100 years from now, the only thing that will matter is your relationship with God. And when you think about your students and when you think about your kids, the thing that you need to remember is at the end of all of this, it doesn't matter if they drive the right car. It doesn't matter if they go to the right college. It doesn't matter if they end up with the right set of values. What really matters is they understand what it means to have a relationship with a living God who desires to have a relationship with them. A few years ago, we were actually sitting in a room trying to figure out ways to make the church more effective and ways to make the church more strategic. And in that conversation, it dawned on us that there's some things happening in our culture that we need to be aware of. It doesn't really matter whose stat you listen to. At the end of the day, kids are walking away from the church. Fuller says they're walking away at a rate of about 50%. Barna says they're walking away at a rate of about 60%. And Lifeway says they're walking away at a rate of 70%. Something has to change. And we just simply reached in and took the color orange because we wanted to use it as a symbol to remind us that things in this generation need to be looked at in a different light, in a different way, if we're going to change the stat of students that are walking away. So the idea is that when we talk about influencing the next generation, we've got to think in terms of those who have the most potential influence. And that is, in our mind, the family and the church. So I want you to imagine there are a few of us sitting actually in an IHOP late one night trying to figure out how to leverage this so that we could remind people why this was so important. And we landed on the color orange. We landed on the color orange because we felt like the church is supposed to be light to a generation and the family is supposed to be heart or unconditional love to a generation. And when you take light and heart, when you take the love of the family and the light of the church and you put it together, for us, that represented the color orange. I mean, what if every time you saw something orange, it simply reminded you of the changes that need to happen for the next generation. And what if every time you saw the blending of red and yellow, it reminded you of the importance of partnering with the family? And what if every time you came across something orange, it simply reminded you about the leaders like you that are investing in ways to influence the lives of kids and teenagers? We picked the color simply because it was a way to remember those issues. So there's a phrase that we hope you'll lock into and we hope you'll remember. And somehow this will kind of set the tone of everything we're going to talk about. Two combined influences make a greater impact than just two influences. In other words, the family can have influence with the next generation on its own, and so can the church. The church can have influence with the next generation as well. Separately, they'll have limited influence. But together, when you combine their influence, it will have a different kind of impact. There are two kind of competing principles, but at the same time, when we understand how they work together, it's potentially changing the way we see our ministries and see the students. In other words, two things we want you to remember. One is this. No one has more potential to influence a child than a parent. I mean, simply by default, because of the time and the energy and the life that a parent will spend with a child, they will have more potential to influence that child. But there's a second truth that's equally as important that we have to remember that balances that out. Even though a parent will have the kind of influence they'll have on a child, a parent is not the only influence a child needs. So what we're saying in essence is that there are two powerful influences on the planet, the church and the home. They both exist because God initiated them. They both exist because God desires to use them to demonstrate His plan of restoration and redemption. And if they work together, they can potentially make a greater impact than if they work alone. In other words, they need each other. Too much is at stake for either to fail, because the primary task is for God to somehow build His kingdom in the hearts of men and women. And if you at least agree with some of the thoughts we say here today, I hope you'll start a conversation with each other on how to think orange and how to implement change in your church to reach the next generation. So what if we summarize for you everything we're going to say in this series in one phrase? It seems like every question, every discussion we end up having with leaders all around the country comes back to one of five issues. And I've put them all in one sentence so you kind of remember what the issues are. And here's the sentence. You need to design a strategy that combines family with the faith community in order to demonstrate the message of God's story to influence the next generation. Now, this is full of a lot of information in this one sentence I want you to think about. The first thing I want you to think about is the idea of strategy. Because we're going to be talking in another session about what it means to integrate a strategy. What it means for everyone to get on the same page with a similar end in mind so that you're working as a team. Then we're also going to talk about the idea of what it means to ultimately get the family on board with that strategy. And again, when we talk about the family, we're going to talk about ideas related to why it's important for you to partner with parents and partner with every kind of family so they can engage with the story that God would like to tell in their life and their children. And then we're going to talk about how we combine the family with the faith community. We actually think that the church or those who you do faith community with are actually the entity that will drive the strategy for the family. One of the most important things you can do is understand why it's important to put other adults in the lives of kids to mentor and coach them. And when you get parents and family on the same page, something unique happens. So you're going to design a strategy that combines family with the faith community, both of those two influences together, in order to demonstrate the message of God's story. We think it's very critical also for you to think in terms of how you leverage the timeless truth of Scripture, how you teach it, how you communicate it so it connects with a generation. That means we're going to challenge maybe some of the ways you have traditionally thought about teaching. Because it's important that you hand parents and you hand leaders a message that they can synchronize together and speak into the lives of kids in a way that it sticks, in the way that it makes sense. So again, here's what you'll be doing. Designing a strategy that combines family with the faith community in order to demonstrate the message of God's story. Why? So you can influence the next generation. That you as a leader should leverage your influence. You as a parent should leverage your influence. Why? Because we have a responsibility to help the next generation understand who God is. And that at the end of all of this, the reason you're involved in their life isn't to simply build better churches or better families. It's to help kids and teenagers understand how to have a relationship with God and to understand how ultimately in their life, God has given them a story to tell, a story to live, and the influence in their life ultimately is there so they can understand what it means to be the church. One of our goals is to simply help leaders understand there's something bigger than just getting kids and teenagers to attend a church. There's something more important than getting them to attend programs. At the end of all of this, our goal is to help kids walk away and understand what it means to be the church. So there are five concepts, five words, five ideas we're going to talk about in this series. The idea of strategy, so you can meet together in a better way and be more collaborative in the way you decide about your ministry. Family, that you engage parents and enlist them to really be partners. The idea of the community of faith, what are you going to do to get other adult leaders in the lives of kids in a consistent way? The idea of the message, how are you going to refine it? How are you going to change it? How are you going to move it around so it's more effective? And then the idea of influence. So as far as we're concerned, you know what all this means? This means that you're an orange leader. You say, well, I don't know if I'm an orange leader yet because I'm not even sure I'm going to agree with everything you're going to say in the series. Well, we don't define an orange leader as being someone who agrees with everything. We define an orange leader simply this way. Anyone. Anyone who influences leaders and parents to build faith in the next generation. So just remember, the only thing that will matter anyway in 100 years is a kid's faith. And that's what you're called to influence.
Oh, man, there was so much in what he just shared. And I got to tell you, Ash, seriously, as a parent, as a dad to three girls, not only was I leaning in, but I was super challenged by that idea of what is really going to count 100 years from now.
You know, I was having the same thoughts, like as a ministry leader, I'm like, yeah. If the only thing that's going to matter in 100 years is that kid's faith, then I feel motivated to do whatever it takes.
I know.
To influence that kid's faith, whatever it takes to reach every kid out there.
Yeah, I totally agree. For me as a parent,
yeah,
it's my kids. I want to do what I have to do to reach my kids. That's what I'm super passionate about. I would listen to this podcast even if we weren't on it.
That's awesome.
I'm not lying. This is such good stuff. Hey, we're so glad that you are joining us today. We hope you got something out of it. If you would like any of the notes from what Reggie just shared, please go to thinkorangepodcast.com. That's the place to pick up everything. It's also a great place to go to get past episodes. Not that there are any now, but there will be. Trust me. In fact, next week, do you know what's coming up next week?
What is it?
Next week, we're going to be hearing from Reggie again, but we're going to be joined by a fantastic friend of the pod named Carrie Newhoff from Connexus Church up in Canada. And together, they're going to provide some key ideas on how you can combine the influence of the church and the family. So Ash, you do not want to miss out on that one.
It's a great place to start.
Yeah. So what we would like you guys to do right now is please jump onto iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher and make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. That's the only way you're going to stay up to date with all of the key ideas that we're going to be sharing. And Ash, what else can they do?
Well, we would love to hear from you. We would love for you to leave us a review on iTunes. Yeah. It really helps our podcast get in front of other people.
Sure does, especially if they leave a review about your singing.
Absolutely, with 5 stars.
Yes, with 5 stars. And make sure you share this with your friends as well. Another great resource to share, maybe on social media or something like that, is just the thinkorangepodcast.com. That's where you're going to find all the brand new episodes. That's also where you're going to find all of the show notes and tweetable statements that are said throughout every podcast. That's thinkorangepodcast.com. Well, we just want to thank you so much for joining us. We cannot wait to see you at Orange Conference.
Yes.
It's coming up soon. And make sure whenever you think next generation,
think orange. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Think Orange podcast.
Join us next time for more ideas and conversations to help you influence the next generation.
For more episodes and show notes, visit thinkorangepodcast.com.